T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. Tuesday, September 22nd. It's crazy to say it's Tuesday, September 22nd. In the NBA's Western Conference Finals is going on background. 2020 is an interesting year. Well, anyway, speaking of normal, this is normal. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. A shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping to put this show together and make sure it all runs smoothly. Me? I'm JR. You could find me at this same exact time every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. The show gets going 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm easily accessible. I'm not just some magical voice over your speakers. I'm a human being with emotions and feelings. You could find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up, okay? The phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Obviously, later on in the show, we're going to talk about this matchup between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers leading 2-0 in the series. But right now, in this Game 3, the Denver Nuggets are leading 55-37. There's about 4 minutes or so left here in the second quarter. Let's see how the rest of the game goes. I have a feeling that the Lakers more than likely will have a run in them. So that will be part of our conversation tonight, part of many conversations tonight. Obviously, we're going to talk about some of the fallout from week two. Cam Newton and the Patriots, there's already discussions. Cam Newton is already being asked about his long-term viability in New England, whether or not he's anxious to get a contract done. So we will hear and talk about that. Blake Bortles looks like he's getting a job, while a guy named Colin Kaepernick is still out on the sidelines. We will definitely talk about another team. Let's go to Florida. Let's talk about Rob Gronkowski. This guy has been AWOL. I think he had 2 catches for 11 yards the other day, if that. Bruce Arians, he doesn't sound surprised. I don't know, you bring in a Hall of Fame tight end, I would think you expect big production out of him, especially with someone that he has been familiar with throughout his entire career, and Tom Brady. Bubba Wallace has a new racing team working with Michael Jordan. Deion Sanders is a coach, at least on a college level, coaching at Jackson HBCU. And then I guess we should also talk about this. We're going to talk about surprising teams that have started 0-2. But just to get things rolling, you know, it is 2020. It is an interesting year. It is an odd year. One of the odder things, and I don't want to call it odd, but NFL coaches are being fined. And I'm not just saying, hey, you know, $25,000 slap on the wrist, that's big money to me and you, most of us out there. You give me $25,000, I'm going to be happy, very happy. NFL coaches, yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if your name is John Gruden. This guy makes $10 million a year. John Gruden, Sean Payton, add them to the list of coaches that have been fined $100,000 by the NFL for not wearing masks on the sideline during last night's game. Okay, this goes along with some of the other fines that we had earlier this week. I mean, Vic Fangio got fined. Pete Carroll fined. Kyle Shanahan fined. They were all fined $100,000 individually. Their teams fined $250,000, $250,000. These are the fines levied by the teams. And look, I'm all in favor for wearing masks. I think the idea of wearing a mask and tying it into patriotism, I think is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. For as long as I can remember, decent human beings have been taught to cover your mouth to prevent the spread of disease. What the hell makes that different in 2020? Did nobody tell you to, you know, sneeze into a tissue? Did no one ever tell you to cover your mouth when you cough? Did no one ever tell you to wash your hands when you were young? How the hell do these simple measures that you learned before kindergarten, how the hell did these issues become political? We got a lot of people following idiots around. That's just a matter of what's going on right now, okay? So I get it. The NFL wants their players, or excuse me, they want their coaches to wear masks, or at least properly. And I mean, at this point, does it matter? And I'm a proponent for everybody putting on a mask. I don't like putting on a mask, but I do it. It's real simple. Not necessarily for myself, but I don't want to go visit anybody. I don't want to see anybody. I feel perfectly fine about me, but the world is bigger than me. And I mean, when you're in an environment that the NFL is in, granted, they don't want anybody getting sick. They don't want any liability issues. It's a wild world. Coach Lynn of the Chargers, he talked about having COVID earlier this year. And, you know, Gruden, he got fined $100,000. This is what Coach Gruden had to say about not wearing a mask.
You know, I've had the virus. Okay, I'm doing my best. I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations, and I apologize. And if I get fined, I will have to pay the fine. But, you know, I'm very sensitive about all of that. And I apologize.
Now, obviously, that was prior to him being fined. That fine was levied later on today. That audio that you heard was from post game. And he was pretty much prepared. He knew what was coming down the pipe. And so that is an interesting bit of news that has just come across. And I'm just like, hey, if the players aren't wearing masks on the sideline and the coaches find it to be difficult, then I don't know what the solution is. I don't. I mean, Bill Belichick was wearing his mask around his nose. He looked like a parakeet the other day. So ultimately, if they want this rule removed, then have the owners do it. That's who the hell votes on all of these rules anyway, the owners. I mean, if you're getting fined $250,000, then maybe you just want to remove the rule. Let's see what happens. Let's see if more of these coaches decide to, you know, kind of acquiesce and give in or just follow the rules. Is it really that difficult a thing to do? And we know part of it is about the optics. When has the NFL ever genuinely cared about anything besides making a buck? But let's see what happens. But there are larger issues, because when you think about what's gone on in 2 weeks of NFL football, what's actually taking place on the field, we got a bunch of teams that have disappointed. And then we also have quite a few teams that have showed up and they have showed out. And whether they're surprising 2-0 or whether you expected them to be 2-0, it's notable for a reason. And there are several teams that kind of hit that way. And let's talk about a team last night who beat the Saints to go 2-0. It happens to be the Las Vegas Raiders. Game one, okay, you beat the Panthers. 34-30, a little bit closer than I think most people would want or expect. But then last night, you beat the Saints. There's tons of conversations now after you beat the Saints 34-24 as to whether or not, you know, the Raiders are going to do anything. And then, you know, is Drew Brees, is he cooked? Is he older? Well, hell yeah, he's older. I still think he's serviceable as a quarterback. He ain't a bum. He's not a scrub. He doesn't have his favorite weapon in Michael Thomas to throw the football to. But the Raiders start 2-0. The Bears, 2-0. The Steelers, the Rams, the Cards, they are all 2-0. But the reality is anybody looking at the Chicago Bears and going head over heels that they beat the Lions and the Giants? Come on. Mitch Trubisky, he got 5 touchdowns, but I'm not necessarily going to say that the man from the stats and highlights that I've looked at, that he's been spectacular. I mean, this dude is still hitting less than 60% of his passes. Mitch Trubisky, I don't know, Foles is probably somewhat still breathing down his neck. At any point in time, Mitch Trubisky is going to be told quite simply, sit your ass down. It's likely to come sooner than later. So the Bears might be 2-0, and congratulations to that defense, 23-13 points. That's what you should be doing to the Lions and Giants. That's the points that you should be holding them to. But let's see what happens when the Bears defense takes on the Falcons. They may choke, they may give up a lead, but that should be a high-scoring affair. The Falcons may bait them into a high-scoring affair. Let's see what happens then. And then the Bears take on the Colts, which is not necessarily going to be, I'm not going to heavily favor the Bears in any matchup, but they should certainly be competitive. So when it comes down to a 2-0 team, I don't give a damn about the Bears. I'm sorry. Mitch Trubisky is the quarterback. Nick Foles is the backup for now. This is not something to basically go and scream home about. The Raiders, I told you about. Derek Carr. This man, completion percentage of 73% over 2 games, knocking off the Panthers, knocking off the Saints. Derek Carr, who wanted all of the respect prior to the season, said he's tired of being disrespected. And I said, shut up and win some games. Well, he's gone 2-0, more than 500 yards passing, 4 TDs. He certainly is on his way. I don't know if you're going to be able to jump into the playoffs. I still think that will be difficult for the Raiders. But Derek Carr, he's happy with the win from last night, but he said the team still has a ways to go. Listen.
It's nice, you know, it's nice to go out and be 2-0. It's nice to play against the Saints, the world champions, you know, top whatever defense, top whatever offense. Their special teams unit is one of the best in the league, and get a win. I mean, that feels good. You know, it's a good statement, Monday night, all that, but... just like I told the guys after the game when we brought it up, I said, job's not done.
Job's not done. Well, Coach Gruden, who brought in Marcus Mariota as the backup, John Gruden, who was seemingly ready to tell him to sit down before the season, he gave Derek Carr some high praise after his performance.
Outside of the stat sheet, Derek Carr was awesome tonight. He made some plays today that very few guys that I've coached could make. And I tip my hat to him. He hung in there against a very multiple defense. We expected that from them coming in here on a long week with a veteran defense.
Yeah, good for the Raiders. Well, guess what? Let's see what else you can do. Because you got the Patriots up next. You got Bill Belichick. Can you solve that? And then you have the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen certainly in 2 games looks like an improved quarterback. Raiders 2-0, Bears 2-0, Steelers. Now here we're talking about a team that I think has some legs in them. Here we're talking about a team that I think eventually ends up in the playoffs. Here we have a team with a returning Ben Roethlisberger who even in 2 games, I know, yes, it's only 2 games, but if the man can stand upright, if he doesn't have 300-pound men tearing him up at the ankles and at the kneecaps, Ben Roethlisberger looks like somebody who can go ahead and get you 5,000 yards like he did a couple of years ago. Ben Roethlisberger, starting off with 5 touchdowns over 2 games, completing 68% of his passes, almost 550 yards passing. Juju Smith-Schuster is probably still doing backflips this exact minute. So if you want to talk about a 2-0 team that isn't a charade, that isn't a sham, isn't a flash in the pan, I'd say the Steelers have more staying power than the Bears and the Raiders. Even though they play in a tough division where, let's be frank, let's be honest here, belongs to the Ravens, okay? And maybe the Browns will look happy every now and then, but yeah, come on, it's the Browns. And let's think about the Steelers, what their schedule looks like over the next several games. The Steelers have an opportunity to take on the Texans. The Titans, not a pushover, should be a good matchup. But they're not, I'm not going to call the Titans world beaters. Someone will call and tell me that I don't give the Titans enough respect. Sorry. Let me see Tannehill do it for one full year. The Eagles, which are falling apart at the seams. The Browns. And then the Ravens. That's the Steelers schedule over the next five games. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, if they maybe lose one matchup out of those games. That maybe to the Ravens. Maybe the Titans get them. Maybe there's an upset. But the Steelers, they're 2-0, and I think they're on their way to the playoffs. The Rams, they're 2-0. They went over the Dallas Cowboys in a surprise to open up the season Sunday Night Football, and then they knocked off those silly Eagles, 37-19. I don't know if I'm sold on the Rams. I know you're paying Woods. I know you're paying Cup. I know you got Akers and Brown, and people are getting nicked up here and there. But there is not a damn thing besides Aaron Donald, maybe Jalen Ramsey, that excites me about the Rams. I'm not there yet. No, I'm not. And then you have the Cards playing out in Arizona. Kyler Murray, he leads. This is a quarterback here. We want to talk about running backs getting paid. We had a big conversation about it last night. Kyler Murray leads the NFL with 7.5 yards per carry. He already has 516 yards in the air, 544 rushing yards, and 4 TDs on the ground. He could stand to get better with the passing game. His running can't cover up all of the deficiencies. Defense for the Cards has certainly performed well, giving up 20 points to the Niners, 15 to the Washington football team. I think most teams should probably beat them. And the Cards, they take on the Lions next, the Panthers, the Jets. Does anybody in the NFL have an easier schedule over the next three games than the Arizona Cardinals? Matt Patricia and the Lions implode. Players don't even want to play for the guy. The Panthers, there's no Christian McCaffrey. And the New York Jets are the most sorry team in the entire NFL right now. So out of all the teams that have started 2-0, I got to go with the Steelers and the Cards. I think they have the most staying power there. And even when it boils down to the Cards, Cliff Kingsbury, even though we've seen the world from Kyler Murray, he knows that he can get better. Listen to what his coach had to say.
He's a spectacular talent. We all know that. When we really get it clicking and get in a rhythm, that we can get rolling pretty good. So we'll hopefully take another step next week, and that'll continue.
The Raiders, the Bears, the Steelers, the Rams, the Cards, they're among 2-0 teams here in the NFL. We know it's a 16-game season. 2-0 for some of these teams that I mentioned, this might be the best that they are the entire season. It may be all downhill from here, this exact moment. You know, the Bears, 2-0, who the hell's excited about them? Are you a Bears fan? Are you excited about 2-0 from the Bears? You think Trubisky will last a whole year? Is he going to go back to being a Pro Bowler? Come on. Now you got the Rams. What are they, going back to the Super Bowl? You going to tell me that? Maybe. Are you a little bit excited that they can win the division because the Niners are banged up? What about those Seahawks? Come on. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Raiders, Bears, Steelers, Rams, Cards. There's some of the teams that are 2-0. You might be surprised that they're 2-0. But which of the teams, what NFL team, has been the most surprising this season? Who do you think has staying power after starting off 2-0? Me? I like the Steelers. I like the Cards. We're going to take your calls when we come back. I'm also going to check my social media at JR Sport Brief. The phone number 855-212-4CBS. Who's surprising you so far to start this NFL season? It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Shotgun snap to Murray. Steps up and takes off. Far side of the 20. Got room at the 10. Cuts right to the 5. Jukes the defender and scores. Touchdown, Kyler Murray. A 22-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That audio that you just heard, courtesy of Cardinals Radio. Because Kyler Murray, he's running out of his damn mind right now. Leads the NFL 7.5 carries. Well, excuse me, 7.5 yards per carry a game. Okay? Kyler Murray is out here lighting it up. And a big shout outs to Tyler Wyatt. He corrected me. Kyler Murray last year ran for 544 yards. Right now he has thrown for 514, but on the ground, he already has 3 touchdowns and 158 yards. He's getting ready to basically blow his rushing numbers away, what he did last season. And when you think about the teams that are 2-0 right now, the Cardinals, the Steelers, the Raiders, the Bears, there might be some surprises there. But if anybody has staying power, I'm going to go ahead and lean towards the Steelers as a wild card and also the Cardinals. Okay, I mean, it's difficult for me to look at the Rams and say, okay, well, where do the Rams exactly fit in the NFC West? You still have the Seahawks. That might be the best division in football right now, especially if the Rams keep going at the rate that they're at. But I think the Cards, led by Kyler Murray, I don't know, maybe they're following the Lamar Jackson blueprint. They're trying to run everybody out of the water right now. And then the Steelers, come on, you got a Super Bowl winning quarterback, an MVP caliber player, and Ben Roethlisberger. If he's healthy, I have zero doubts. If the team stays healthy, I have zero doubts that the Steelers make the playoffs, especially as a wild card team. Let's go ahead and check out these phones. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Which 2-0 team do you think has staying power? Who can actually surprise? Let's talk to Jay. He's calling up from Alaska. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? You know, I got to agree with you about the Cardinals and the Steelers. But, man, you got to give my Raiders some love, bro. I got to tell you one thing. The one word tells me why I think that they might make the playoffs. It's called balance. The Raiders had 36 runs, 38 passes. The Raiders dominated in time of possession, 35 minutes to 23 minutes. The Raiders could not, or the Saints could not get the Raiders off the floor, off the field, 7-for-10 on third down and 2-for-2 on fourth down. This is exactly what Gruden was trying to build, a team that has balance and eats up the clock. And as long as it doesn't matter how great of a team or great of an offense you have, if your offense is sitting on the sideline, you can't score. And I'm telling you what, the Raiders defense will play good enough to win games. And I'm telling you, give my boy Derek Carr and that offense some credit. They were rolling with 2 backup linemen.
So, having said all of that, what are your full expectations for the whole season?
10-6.
Oh, so you see the Raiders going right into the playoffs, huh?
Well, I don't know if we'll make the playoffs because of our division, but, you know, with Denver losing their quarterback and losing their, their best defensive lineman and their wide receiver for the season, you know, I think we got the up on them. The Chargers are kind of the wild card. I mean, we ain't going to beat the Chiefs, but I think we have a shot at a wild card.
Now, do you understand and also know that we're going to have 14 teams in the postseason this year?
Yeah.
So why would a, I mean, maybe I'm on drugs, I haven't seen it yet, but why wouldn't a 10-6 team with all of these extra teams, almost half of them getting into the playoffs, why wouldn't it work out for the Raiders?
Well, I'm saying I hope it will, but, you know, I'm just saying that if they keep going on with this kind of balance, and, you know, the thing is everybody last week said, well, they got lucky, they got fortunate, and, you know, the Carolina Panthers aren't that good of a team, but we beat CMC, we gave up 30. This week we play a so-called world champion offense and defense in the Saints, and they scored less points than the Carolina Panthers, and they couldn't get us off the field. And I'm telling you what, Derek Carr looked beautiful. He's never going to wow you with all kinds of crazy stats. I could throw for 500 yards and seven touchdowns, but the dude does not make the mistakes, and he gets you down the field, chews up the clock, and it punches it in when it's time. I'm telling you, I love the way they're playing. I love the way John Gruden, and we haven't even got Jay Edwards involved yet.
Jay, I can tell that you love the Raiders, and I don't need to show them any more love because you did it all right there, okay?
All right. I'm geeked, bro.
I know. Well, let's see what happens. I don't know if they're going to be around for the long haul. But, Jay, thank you so much for calling up from Alaska. Yeah, the Raiders, they're there. And for all the talk that Derek Carr did about wanting to be respected, well, you got it in two games. You just heard Jay from Alaska. Do it throughout the rest of the season. And I like Derek Carr as a QB. I think to a certain degree over the past several years, he's got a bad rap, especially when you think about all of the talent that's been around him. Well, go to work now. I'm not surprised that this is a man who has a completion percentage around 70. That's where he's been. I mean, he's put up numbers. They just have not won. Is he going to be a numbers eater, a stats eater, or is he just going to be a winner? And I think he's the type of quarterback that can win. We saw that early on in his career, and his career is still pretty damn young. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. And I also want to talk to you about two other QBs. They are stinking the joint up, talking about Drew Brees and Carson Wentz. I mean, there are questions about Drew Brees and his career right now and whether or not he's finished. The phone lines are still open to you, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 2 weeks of the NFL season. It's in the books. It's a nice thing to say here in 2020, but I also think it's time to, you know, evaluate teams that might be sticking around, teams that are 2-0 that you shouldn't waste your time on, like the Bears. Sorry about that. But I also want to bring your attention to some of the quarterbacks that folks are talking about. Obviously, as we just heard from Jay in Alaska, he's real high on the Raiders. If you didn't know, he's extremely high on the Raiders. And unfortunately, last night, the team that the Raiders beat, the Saints, they were on the losing end. And it seems that when you're 41 years old, when you're a quarterback, every single thing that you do is going to be picked apart. And it happens to be the case of Drew Brees. I mean, obviously, they lost last night, 34-24. It wasn't that Drew Brees went out and had an awful night, but Derek Carr had a better one. And Drew Brees, in his post-game comments, he was speaking as if people expect him to go out and just automatically air it up for 300, 400 yards and three touchdowns. We know Michael Thomas is not out there. We know they just added Manny Sanders to the team. They probably don't necessarily have the greatest of rapports right now, especially with no preseason snaps and only participating in scrimmages. Look, Alvin Kamara caught the ball 9 times yesterday. He led the team. It's no coincidence. He's been with the team for years now, catching passes from Drew Brees. But Drew Brees, he's not worried about what his numbers say right now. This is what Drew Brees had to say.
My job is to execute the offense, right? And so I think I've always evaluated myself on being a great decision maker. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to throw the ball to the open guy, move the ball down the field, score points, help us win football games. You know, so that's my job. My job is not to have the most air yards or throw the ball down the field the most or anything like that. My job is to help us win. My job is to help put everybody around me in the best position to succeed. And that's all I'm focused on.
Hey, that's an MVP. That's a vet. That is your future television broadcaster, Drew Brees, ladies and gentlemen. What else is he supposed to say? It will be interesting because the Saints' next game is against the Green Bay Packers. And at this point, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know who he'd be out on a revenge tour against, but Aaron Rodgers looks like he just wants to give the ball to Aaron Jones a million times and put up a lot of points. So Drew Brees can say, hey, I'm just trying to win the game. I'm not trying to win an aerial battle. He might have to do that on Sunday against the Packers. I don't know how the Packers are going to put up any less than, 30 points. Let's see if the Saints can contain them, and let's see how Drew Brees comes to life. It's going to be tough going until Michael Thomas comes back. That's just the reality. And someone who's just living in an awful reality right now has a big contract. He plays for Philadelphia. His name is Carson Wentz. I mean, on the year, you want to talk about regression. The closest thing I could say is that Carson Wentz looks like Baker Mayfield from last year. He looks like he forgot how to hit his own receiver. It looks like he forgot how to play football. He does not look comfortable behind center. He doesn't look comfortable when the ball is snapped. And it's quite evident when he already has four interceptions on the season. He's dropped two. A, you lose to Washington the first week. You throw in two interceptions. Then you come back and then you lose to the Rams. You throw in two interceptions, and Carson Wentz is looking ugly. Okay, we may see his backup QB sooner than later. Okay, Doug Peterson, his own coach, this is what he had to say about Carson Wentz and his own regression.
You know, it's a good question. For us, it's a matter of continuing to work, I think as coaches and players, we continue to strive to get better every single day. You know, I just don't want Carson to feel like he has to make all the plays every single time. I just want him to just be Carson.
Yeah, well, if he's not Carson and earning his money anytime soon, who knows? Jalen Hurts might be running that team sooner than later. Can you imagine that? All the quarterbacks that we've been talking about and discussing, whether Justin Herbert, whether it's his time to take over the Chargers from Tyrod, and ultimately Hurts has to move Wentz out the way. We'll see. We'll see. One guy that does not have to get moved out of the way, he's actually our Granger Player of the Week. His name, Josh Allen. He has been getting it done, okay? Sunday, the Bills beat the Dolphins 31-28. Josh Allen threw 417 yards, four touchdowns, and had zero INTs. For the whole season, 2 weeks, he leads the league in passing. 729 yards. Yeah, he's making use of Diggs. He's tied for second in touchdown passes. The guy has six. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Granger. As you get back to business, Granger is there to help. With supplies and solutions for every industry, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more, go to Granger.com/recovery. Granger for the ones who get it done. Congratulations to Josh Allen. It looks like even in 2 weeks, he stepped into being a solid QB. Good for him. I mean, the knock on him was always his accuracy, whether or not he could deliver a deep ball, whether or not he was just going to be an athlete running for his life, whether he was going to actually learn the intricacies of the position. And for Byron Jones to go down early in their matchup, the Bills versus the Dolphins, look, the man took advantage of it. He has the Rams up next, then he plays the Raiders, and then the Titans. So the Buffalo Bills certainly look like they will be in position, I still think, to compete for the AFC East. Right there with Mr. Belichick. Let's talk to Matt. He's calling up from Los Angeles. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's up, man? I've been rocking with you since the YouTube days when I was 12 years old. So when I heard you were here on CBS now, I had to give a call. And first of all, just congratulate you, man. You've really done some impressive things with your career. So,
Did you say you've been watching me on YouTube since you were 12?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what, you started that, what, 14 years ago, 13 years ago, something
like
that.
Well,
right?
My goodness, Matt. Well, not that long ago. About a decade. You know, I'm still.
I'm not trying to make you feel old or anything. Trust me, you look great. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, Matt. go on ahead. What's on your mind, Matt? Thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Hey, well, look, it might be 2 weeks into the season, but I've seen enough as a Jets fan. They could go ahead and wrap this up, tidy it up, and I'm good with it because this has been an absolute mockery to the sport of football. I mean, I know we're not talking about a storied franchise here that has made some great decisions really ever in their history, but the fact that the Johnsons are allowing Adam Gase to keep his job is just beyond me. I'm not really calling for a firing right now because this is football. It's not baseball or hockey or one of the sports where you could fire your coach mid-season and turn it around for the playoffs. But this guy has had two players come out this week, and Avery Williamson and the safety McDougal come out and say, you know, we're not getting it done in practice. You know, we have not been pushed enough and we're not winning the battles in practice. And it's carrying out into the real games. And to me, that's the biggest indictment on a coach that you could possibly have. And not to mention the perceived arrogance that he has in his interviews and with his players, the issues he's had with stars in the past.
Yeah, Matt.
Clearly, this guy isn't the man for the job. Thanks,
he, no doubt, Matt. He's going to have to go. I want you to hear this before you go, Matt. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The New York Jets, their ratings against the 49ers this past Sunday, it was one of the lowest, one of the Jets' lowest rated games ever. Week two last year, about a 10.5 rating. This year, closer to a 4. You know, who the hell wants to watch the New York Jets? They're disgusting. And Adam Gase, I mean, he shouldn't even be the coach. He's a loser. The New York Jets brought in a guy who was a loser with one of their own teams in their own division. This is the Jets. They brought in a loser from another team to coach their squad, thinking that they were going to have differing results. So it's a disaster, Matt. But thank you for calling from L.A. At this point, it's just about how fast the Jets can get this season over with and how fast they can get Gase out the building and when they can actually add some talent, because there are multiple kind of avenues here. You know, Gase will say, well, these aren't the players that I wanted. Well, you had players, and they still played like trash, and you ain't the best of coaches anyway. Ugh, the Jets, man, it's like a sickness. They are disgusting. Josh, he's calling up from New Orleans. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Josh?
Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Absolutely. What's up?
I turned the radio on, and I heard you say something about Drew Brees, and I had to piggyback some comments, and I'm a diehard New Orleans Saints fan. I'll say that first and foremost. I've been a season ticket holder for 20-plus years now. I've been off the Brees train for about 2 years now. I understand we have Kamara. I understand we have Michael Thomas. The dink and dunks, they get old. Drew Brees is actually like he's the bottom five quarterbacks of throws past 30 yards in the past 3 years. He's downfield, he's horrible. And not only that, it bothers me after this game, he comes out and says, you know, his job is not to throw all these yards and whatnot and have all these stats, yet he comes out and wears these cleats honoring all of his records. So it's frustrating as a fan to see that happen. And, I just wanted to say that. It's frustrating as a Saints fan to where a third of our cap this year is tied up to guys that are 30 years older or older. We got $21 million going to Taysom Hill, who touched the ball 6 times all season. I mean, our team has been building for Brees, and he's just falling off.
Sure. Well, I mean, you can consider it good, I guess, maybe one Super Bowl, but everything has to come to an end. I think it's quite obvious. This is the last stand for the Saints. You know, Drew Brees is going to be sitting up in a press box in a broadcasting booth in about a year's time. Who knows, a year or 2 years. They got to get it done this year, and if they don't, the odds are higher that he ain't going to be around and that the team is going to have to restart. And it doesn't matter if it's Jameis. It doesn't matter if it's Hill, who we haven't even seen throw a lot of passes in the NFL. The Saints, they certainly have their work cut out for them if they want to go ahead and compete. Barry, he's also calling up from New Orleans. Barry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. We're up against the break. Go ahead with your comment.
How you doing, JR? Look, Saints fans just need to take a chill. All right? I'm not worried about the Saints. Drew Brees, Drew Brees is going to be Drew Brees. All right. Last night, Drew Brees didn't play defense. The defense didn't show up. I don't know if they forgot how to play defense in a week's time or what, but, you know, not being able to get off the field on third down, how do you expect to win when you can't do that? Drew Brees didn't commit any penalties.
So, quick question. Well, Barry, we're up against a break. Quick and final question to you. Do you feel it's a matter of the team just waiting a few more weeks to kind of get the kinks out with no preseason?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
We need to get the penalties under control. I mean, that's a disgrace to have that many penalties. We're leading the league in penalty yards this season. After two games. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barry, for calling up from New Orleans. Look, Barry doesn't have an issue with what's going on with the Saints. He says, give it some time. Yeah, look, if Michael Thomas was out there catching passes from Drew Brees, I don't think we would be having this conversation right now. I really don't. If Michael Thomas wasn't running around trying to get back on the field from a high ankle sprain, I don't believe we would be having this conversation. But he ain't there. And Drew Brees is having to overcompensate for the fact that he's not there. He was outplayed last night by Derek Carr. It wasn't just a matter of the defense, and we know they gave up 34 points. But Drew Brees, let's not forget about his interception. I mean, he's been one of the more accurate passers in NFL history. Let's not forget his INT that pretty much helped the Raiders kind of get on their roll of scoring. So Drew Brees, he does have to kind of swallow his own medicine and take some accountability for what's happened so far. I don't think things all peaches and roses and flowers for the New Orleans Saints. They got their work cut out for them, but let's see if they can get one of their top wideout back. One of the top in the game. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about QBs. I will take your calls, and we're going to talk about Cam Newton. Is it time for him to get paid? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.